you say that you are getting out of DOD at a personal level?
Fulfillment artistically, from feeling like I am not being shortchanged in anyone's opinions. I feel like there's a lot of truth in DOD, like there's a lot of positivity and we gas each other up, but there's honest feedback. I want to truly know what someone thinks, like a lot of people, right? I have my insecurities. There's times where I think I'm really good at what I'm doing, and times where I really question it and wonder, why do my collaborators even want to work with me? Like, I'm not as good as so-and-so, or... But DOD has really shown me the value in my own work. I'm not new to this, but I can always learn more. And what really took that was looking back through the rankings of people that I think are some of the best musicians I've ever heard, getting really low rankings. It takes seeing, like, your Jake Kaufmans and your Dan Barons not getting number one to realize, like, everyone's been there. DOD just has really helped me feel secure in my musicianship and my decisions. I feel like I'm getting good, honest feedback from people who get the mission. And again, it goes back to taking the song out of the context of the rankings, right? And that's why I don't get hung up on them a lot of times, is because I know that it has a life outside of it. And sometimes we get really tied up in how good we like a track we're doing and we want to see it. We try not to say this, but we're like, no, this could be top 10. And it was a top 10. You don't know until you're in the listening party, and then you hear songs and you go, oh, fuck, this song is number one. But that's also exciting, because it's like, okay, if I feel that good about my song, that also just shows how special it is to have sometimes 30 to 50 songs of quality every month. Again, it's like back in the glory days of YouTube when you'd find, like, here's a progressive rock band from Chile that no one's heard of from 1978, and here's their one private press album, and it's the greatest thing you've ever heard. And you can only find it on Discogs for $400, right? That's how DOD feels every month.